No problem, said the sad Gronkle. It would be my pleasure. Nobody's bothered to ask me nicely before. They usually just hit me.
Oh, dear, said Hiccup sympathetically. He hated to see his fellow creatures trapped or ill-treated. Of course, we'll let you go as soon as we get home, but at the moment, we're in a bit of a hurry.
It's not that I don't like the job, the Gronkle assured him. It's nice up here. Peaceful, you know. When would you like to leave?
Very soon, said Hiccup. We're just waiting for a friend. He peered back over the edge of the basket. He could see the top of Fishleg's head making painfully slow progress up the portcullis. Below him, the excitable sharkworms leaped and the crowd stampeded. Fishlegs, will you get a move on?
I'm climbing as fast as I can, Fishleg shouted back up indignantly. I'm not stopping to admire the view or anything.
Hey, better make it quick, advised Toothless into Hiccup's ear. Toothless sees that nasty Alvin coming our way.
Sure enough, Alvin was running towards them along the top of the battlements. You try and delay him, Toothless, Hiccup ordered.
Fishlegs, you really, really need to hurry up.
Toothless held Alvin up by attacking his toga.
I should have killed you while I had the chance, you wretched reptile, cursed Alvin, lashing out with his hook and trying to catch him while Fishlegs climbed the last couple of metres.
Hiccup helped haul Fishlegs into the basket and Kamikaze cut the rope.
Go, 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 yelled Kamikaze, and the Gronkle sent a bright breath of flame up into the balloon and it rose off the battlements into the air.
But just as it rose, a golden hook clunked into the bottom of the basket and held fast. The Gronkle gave another big puff and the great balloon shot gracefully upwards. And the grim hook, together with Alvin the Treacherous, shot up too.
Sorry, said Toothless, crash landing on Hiccup's helmet. I couldn't keep him back any longer.
Fishlegs glanced over the basket's side and then looked at Hiccup with popping eyes.
Oh, dear, is that who I think it is? He moaned. It's like a nightmare. We can't get rid of him.
Hiccup dared himself to take a look over the rim. There was Fort Sinister, rapidly getting smaller as they rose away from it. And there, swinging from the bottom of the basket by his hook alone, was Alvin the Treacherous. He made a savage swipe at Hiccup with his free arm, and Hiccup ducked quickly back into the safety of the basket. Right, said Hiccup. I wouldn't put it past him to climb in from that position. Everybody start running clockwise. Toothless, I want you to grab this rope and pull it in the same direction. We have to get this balloon spinning around. Altogether, they began to run, and the balloon began to spin, slowly at first and then with gathering speed, round and round and round, like the hopeful puffin having one of her turns. And as that balloon spun, it slowly, slowly, slowly unscrewed the hook of Alvin the Treacherous. He felt his hook loosening and realised what was happening, but there was nothing he could do.
I'll get you, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third, cursed Alvin as the hook unscrewed as far as it would go. I'll get you one day!
And he plunged downwards into the sea and a mass of waiting shark worms, leaving only a great golden hook swinging from the bottom of the basket. The balloon soared upwards, and as the screams of Alvin grew fainter and fainter, so too did the shrieks of the dragons, and the whole wild cacophony of Fort Sinister died away in a matter of moments. Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze slumped to the floor of the basket. Quietly, softly, the balloon drifted on. The only sound was the gentle puffs of the Gronkle's flames and the panting of the Vikings as they caught their breaths, their hearts beginning to slow down. Gradually, they smiled at one another as they realised that they might, just possibly, be safe at last.
Phew, said Kamikaze, bright red in the face. That was a close one. What did I tell you? You can't keep a bog burglar under lock and key. And you didn't do too badly. For boys, of course.
Hiccup staggered to his feet and peered over the edge of the basket. A warm breeze blew his hair back.
Look, cried Hiccup, pointing downwards and then turning back to the others in sudden excitement. My father's war party! He did send it after all!
Well, I don't know what you're so pleased about. It's a bit late, don't you think?
Grumbled Fishlegs.
One day earlier and it could have saved me about 3,000 heart attacks.
It doesn't matter, grinned Hiccup. He sent it and that's the important thing. He doesn't think Snotlout would make a better heir after all.